Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show, Wayne Allen Root, live and in person, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. What did I tell you about this Chinese balloon? That it was not some innocent thing. And by the way, it's not me. All of you with common sense knew it was not some innocent thing. It could have been used as a weapon. It could have been used to attack us with any number of terrible weapons, from nuclear to biological to aerosol, COVID, to EMP, electric magnetic pulse attacks, to just old-fashioned missiles or incendiary devices. And sure enough, they've been fooling around with that. China's been studying how to drop terrible bombs from balloons. And on top of that, the State Department says Chinese spy balloon contained technology to monitor communication signals. The Chinese spy balloon that flew over the continental United States last week was outfitted with antennas likely capable of collecting communications, and the United States will now explore options to take action against Chinese entities involved in sending the balloon. The Biden administration determined the suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down on Saturday was operating with electronic surveillance technology capable of monitoring communication signals, according to a senior State Department official on Thursday. High-resolution imagery from U-2 flybys revealed that the high-altitude balloon was capable of conducting signals, intelligence, collection operations. And the Chinese spy balloon was inconsistent with what would be aboard a weather balloon, since it had multiple antennas to include an array likely capable of collecting and geolocating communications. So, it was a surveillance balloon, and they were collecting surveillance. And what were they collecting surveillance of? Number one, I don't know what they were listening to, but obviously important, top secret, whatever information they could get. Number two, they were taking videos, obviously, of military installations and missile silo locations and nuclear facilities, whatever they could find. And Biden found a way to let it float up there for a week and go over every base in America until it finally went offshore and then shoot it down. How do you allow them to transmit all of that back to China without shooting it down from the very beginning? I have no idea. No idea. But, you know, nothing makes sense in the United States of America anymore. We have a president who is absolutely, positively, and clearly bought and owned by the Chinese government and the Chinese Communist Party. And he's dirty. He's dirty. He's burned. He's twisted. He's no good. His entire Biden crime family and all the people around him are all in the bag for the Chinese Communist Party. They don't care about America anymore. They've all sold out for their piece of gold, their Judases. It was funny because I saw today that the State Department put out a new notice warning American citizens not to go to Mexico, even the fancy five-star resorts, because the drug cartels are out of control and they're killing people and kidnapping people and robbing people, even around the five-star resorts. Do not go to Mexico. Warning, warning. And I think that's funny. I agree. I wouldn't go to Mexico. I want nothing to do with Mexico. I wouldn't give my money to Mexico. I'm really embarrassed by Republicans who go to Mexico and give their money to Mexico, while Mexico laughs at the United States and thumbs her nose at the United States and sends her worst citizens and her criminals and her poor citizens into the United States and lets all its female citizens get raped up and down the you know, the long train trail from the south of Mexico to the north of Mexico to the American border. Rape, 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 gang rape, 20 rapes by the time you get to America. Nice people in Mexico. You know, isn't that wonderful? Aren't they sweet? And so, you know, you want to go give them money? But forget all that for a minute. The thing that I found interesting and funny and strange and sad is that they're saying don't go to Mexico at the same time as they left the border open to let the entire Mexico come to America. And at the same time, they left the border open because they're clearly partners, the Democrat Party, with the Mexican drug cartels. They've made it easy for them to bring all the bad stuff you're accusing them of, the murders, the rapes, the robberies. They're bringing it across the border to us. They're letting in all the criminals, and they're getting paid for human trafficking, drug trafficking, fentanyl trafficking, sex trafficking, child sex trafficking. And the Democrat Party makes it all easy for them. Isn't that amazing? So don't worry about traveling to Mexico. They're bringing the whole Mexican circus to us with the open border. Thank you, Democrat Party. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thank you, Biden crime family. They're just ruining America forever. And then another really big news story I wanted to open the show with today was James O'Keefe, the board of directors of Project Veritas, on Wednesday, placed its founder and chairman, James O'Keefe, on paid leave as it reportedly moves to oust him for the leadership position. Now, this is very strange to me because I think this guy's a hero. I don't know him. I've never met him in my life. Matter of fact, he's never been a guest of mine. I don't believe we've ever had James O'Keefe, but he's done some great things for the conservative movement. Chris, did you say we have had him? We did have him? All right. Well, we had him once. I did not remember that, but I don't know him personally, and I've never shaken his hand, and I've never worked for him. I know nothing about him. You know, they're claiming, I think, that he was abusive to his employees. Some of the employees are claiming that he yells and screams a lot, and he's a very intense guy. Well, that may be true, but that's what you have to be a winner in this world, to be a winner in the business world, to be a winner as an investigative journalist, to go up against the deep state and the D.C. swamp. You need someone who's intense, who's a fighter, who's a yeller, who's a screamer, who's passionate about what he does, but let's go beyond that for a minute. I'm just conjecturing here. The man has gone undercover and exposed the worst things about the Democrat Party, and they were never able to get him. The worst things about the deep state, they were never able to get him. The worst things about the D.C. swamp, and they were never able to get him. But now he went after Pfizer, and he exposed the COVID vaccine as a fraud and a killer. And he destroyed the multi-billion dollar company Pfizer and put egg on their face. And suddenly, within days of doing that, he should have gotten a hero's parade down, the Canyon of Heroes in New York City and Wall Street. He should have had a hero's parade. He's exposing to Americans that the entire COVID vaccine is a scam. And it's going to kill you. And they have no idea what it's going to do. And they don't even know at this moment what it's going to do. And they never knew what it was going to do. And that they're looking for it to get worse and worse, the COVID pandemic, so that they can make more and more money off it, even if they have to do research to make sure there's more variants so you get sicker and sicker and need more vaccines. And that they don't even know whether it's going to stop, whether it's going to make women infertile. They don't know if it's going to cause miscarriages. They don't know if it's going to have you grow three legs. And they admitted all of that in an undercover secret video. And now, all of a sudden, they want O'Keefe out. Isn't that interesting? The money of Pfizer, the money of Moderna, the money of Big Pharma must suddenly have bought off the board of directors of James O'Keefe's company. Again, I'm surmising, it's opinion, it's Wayne Root, just that's the way it struck me. It's too cute, it's too perfect, it's too weird, it's too coincidental that never was he in any trouble ever. He exposed all the Democrats' dirty deeds, no problem. But the minute you go after Pfizer and produce bombshells against Pfizer, suddenly your board kicks you out of your own company that you founded? Don't you find that weird? Widespread reports of a hostile takeover point to a more insidious long game at play, with the move coming after two bombshell undercover video reports from Project Veritas that showed a Pfizer research scientist discussing the company's gain-of-function work to maximize vaccine profits. Somehow this has something to do with the COVID vaccine. Somehow it must have something to do. I don't know how else it's possible this could happen right after he goes up against Pfizer. And I would say it's probably the greatest thing he's ever done. And yet, as an example, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, right? She's a wonderful governor. She's a nice lady. I have nothing bad to say about her. Nice lady. But you notice she didn't mention the COVID vaccine in her response to the State of the Union. There was no mention of that. all these establishment Republicans, they don't either they don't have a clue, or they've taken money from Big Pharma to shut up, or they're in on it. They know people are dying, and they don't care as long as they get rich. Everybody is afraid to go after Pfizer. And so it seems too perfect that he went after Pfizer, exposed them, and now his own board is kicking him out. More news that I think is just so important. You know, I pick stories that the average person wouldn't pick. The average media person wouldn't pick. But these are the stories you need to know. The FBI has vowed to launch an internal investigation to look into a now retracted leaked document. That's why they don't like it, because it's leaked. Which advised the agency to infiltrate groups of Roman Catholics which were at risk of committing acts of extremist violence. According to the document, Catholics characterized by the rejection of the Second Vatican Council are prone to embracing anti-Semitic, anti-immigrant, anti-LGBTQ, and white supremacist ideology. Now, Catholics who are, you know, Republicans are white supremacists. It's the same bullshit. You know what? I'm sick of it. The media, the social media, the education system, the court system, the Democrat Party, Hollywood, they're all together in a cabal, a conspiracy and a cabal to try and destroy anybody who is white, straight, conservative, preferably male, Republican, nationalist, patriotic. They want to destroy our lives. Now they want to go after every Catholic who believes in God and country. If you don't believe that it's good that everybody on every TV commercial is gay, and every person on every TV commercial is trans, and every person on every TV show is gay or trans, and every person in the world that's good on TV portrayed as good is black or gay, and every person that's bad is white, if you don't agree with that, you must be a white supremacist. No, I think it's just racism. This is Wayne Allyn. You know how much I believe in natural, holistic methods for healing. I've talked about this for years on my show. Now I'm so excited to tell you about a sponsor that will help transform your life. Global Healing. They're an advanced natural wellness company that's been around for over 25 years, spearheaded by Dr. Group, who has been gracious enough to share 25 plus years of knowledge and research in an online course that will have the latest cutting-edge advanced natural protocols he's used as a wellness advisor for the world's top billionaires, influencers, celebrities, Hollywood stars, even President Donald J. Trump. This course is the key to having more energy, vitality, and health. Gain the tools and knowledge necessary to activate your body's own self-healing mechanisms and eliminate the root cause of disease. Protect your family and live the healthiest life possible. Get a 30% discount on this course today by visiting globalhealing.com/war. That's globalhealing.com/war and get 30% off. globalhealing.com/war. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer. Or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds in the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA,
or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of the show. This is the answer to inflation. And by the way, I'll tell you in a minute, I've got a story here. And I believe inflation is just exploding higher. It's not peaked. It's not getting much better. It's either staying the same or it's getting even higher in some places with some products. And it's already brought prices to a place that's so high that it doesn't matter if it's peaked. Nobody could afford the products. That's what everybody's missing. If something used to cost, well, just use eggs. Eggs a year ago were $3 a dozen. Now they're $10 a dozen in many places. Not everywhere, but in many places. And in many other places, a big fan of mine sent me a photo today in Henderson at Vons, and all the shelves are empty. No eggs. I just took a picture on Sunday here in Summerlin, Whole Foods. Sprouts, there were no eggs. Then I went to Whole Foods, there were no eggs. So now in Vons, in Henderson, there are no eggs. So there's no eggs in Las Vegas. Tough to get eggs. Depends when you walk in the store. And I'm sure you could find some eggs somewhere for like $7 a dozen. But the ones I buy, organic, are $10 a dozen. They were $3 a year ago. So does it matter if inflation's peaked? If it doesn't go from 10 to 12 or 15 or $20, it's still going to be $10 a dozen from now on. The floor has been set. So we're all broke. We're all bankrupt. We're all ruined. Because that's just one of many products that, you know, you buy every day that are through the roof. You can't walk out of a grocery store anymore without spending $200, $300, $400, $500 in your grocery cart. Most middle-class people cannot afford that. So it doesn't matter if inflation has, quote-unquote, peaked. But I'll get to that story in a sec. But this GreatPatriotStore.com is an answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, much better quality, lower prices, far lower prices, and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. And now they've even got the beef. They've got the beef. They can announce their beef is humanely raised in open-spaced green pastures right here in the USA and never, ever, ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef's the highest quality anywhere, never sold in stores, exclusively available only to their members. So, like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get healthier, greener, better quality made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. And now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. So here's the article in Breitbart. Inflation is likely to accelerate. The drive towards lower inflation likely hit a speed bump in January. Next week, the Department of Labor will release its report on consumer prices in January. The headline consumer price index, CPI, declined 0.1% in December after slowing to just 0.1% in November. This helped move financial asset prices higher on the hopes for something like immaculate deflation, a term used for the idea that inflation can come down without a major hit to the labor market or economic growth. It's unlikely, however, the January will come in as a second consecutive month of deflation. One reason to expect inflation has accelerated is that the biggest contributor to the decline in December was a drop in gas prices. The index tracking gasoline fell 9.4%. The fuel oil index dropped 16.6%. Brent crude prices dropped 11.5%, and the broader energy index fell 4.5%. But this was reversed in January. Data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration shows that gas prices climbed from $3.21 to $3.34, a 4% increase in January. The American Automobile Association's gas price tracker shows an increase of 4.4%. The average price of Brent crude climbed, so energy is likely to be a positive contributor to inflation. And then the food index was up 0.2% in December. Based on our own observations at the grocery store, Breitbart claims, the upward trend in food prices and supply-demand imbalance continued in January. And here's their example. I was just going to say, on a recent Sunday afternoon trip to the store, there were no eggs available at all. The Department of Agriculture expects food prices to rise by 7.4%, which would imply a faster rate of food inflation than what we saw at the end of last year. The Cleveland Fed's now cast sees headline inflation rising. Core inflation is boosted by rising services inflation. And then we've got cars, used cars, way, way, way up. Car rentals and insurance prices rising as well. So, they believe, Breitbart believes, and I believe, Wayne Root, without ever seeing this article, I've said this day after day on this show, I don't believe inflation has peaked. I believe we've still got tremendous inflation. I believe it's going to continue unabated for a while. But even if it has peaked, that's meaningless. There's not going to be deflation. There's just going to be the floor is set and it's already too expensive. Someone like me, it's basically, 10, 12 eggs a day. That used to be $3 a day. So multiply that, it's $90 a month. Now it's $10 a day. That's $300 a month. That is a gigantic increase. That is mind-numbing, unbelievable, unimaginable. I'll be right back. Wayne Allroot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
USA News Update. Southwest Airlines says they've reimbursed the vast majority of passengers who were affected by a Christmastime meltdown, which left many stranded.
Including hotels, rental cars, meals, tickets on other airlines, and other necessary expenses like replacement car seats.
Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson apologized for canceling 16,000 flights around the holidays.
Let me be clear. We messed up.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney is backing President Biden's handling of the Chinese surveillance balloon that flew over the U.S. last week following a classified briefing on China. Romney told reporters he believes Biden and the military acted skillfully and with care in handling the balloon. A Spider-Man live action series in the works at Amazon Prime Video. Variety reporting the untitled series will follow an older version of the superhero in the 1930s. The show will be reportedly set in its own universe. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You know, it's funny because I spent much of the first segment of the show talking about Project Veritas, who I really admire, and James O'Keefe. James O'Keefe, I really admire. Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe, and without him, there's no Project Veritas. And I said to you that it's not coincidental that he attacked Pfizer and had an undercover video that exposed and embarrassed Pfizer, but not exposed them like ha 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 laughing, exposed them like they're killing us all and they don't care. And suddenly he's out at Project Veritas, it appears. But without him, there is no Project Veritas. So, you know, the board of directors must be bought off or owned somehow or blackmailed by Big Pharma. I won't say which company because I don't want to get sued. And it's my opinion. It's an opinion show. And I'm saying allegedly, maybe, it feels like it's my opinion. Their board of directors is acting out of some sort of allegiance to Big Pharma. But it's just my opinion. And it's an opinion show. I have no facts to back it up. I'm not claiming I have inside information. But everybody listening knows that I'm probably right. Before we get to our guests who are going to be talking about Big Pharma, so it's perfect timing, I do want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Nevada Corporate Headquarters. They want you to take control of your own life and start a business, or even just a side business, or even just invest in some real estate, because it's time to take your future into your own hands and beat the globalists at their own game. They want you to control your financial future and protect your hard-earned wealth with a bulletproof and private Nevada LLC, because no matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. California, New York, Wisconsin, Texas, it doesn't matter. Any of the other 49 states, you could still open a Nevada LLC. Nevada's where I live and choose to do business, and you should too. NCH, Nevada Corporate Headquarters, is giving away copies of their book, The Nevada Edge, free. The book is packed with information and strategies to start your own business, protect your assets, and keep you safe from lawsuits and the government's prying eyes. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com for Wayne Allyn. And that's not because I own Nevada Corporate Headquarters. I have no affiliation with them at all. It's because they wanted to attract my fans. So they went out and got the domain, NevadaWar.com, for the fans of Wayne Allyn. NevadaWar.com. They've been in business 30 years, rated 5 stars and more than 14,000 reviews. They've helped tens of thousands of Americans from all 50 states start a business and protect their assets with a Nevada LLC. See, and this book shows you how. The Nevada Edge. Get the book for free at NevadaWar.com. Okay, our guests are here. Professor Julius Gettman and Dr. Terry Leclerc, co-authors of Taking on Big Pharma, Dr. Charles Bennett's Battle. Professor Louis Gettman is a legal expert. Dr. Terry Leclerc was a professor for over 30 years. And so it's a pleasure to have you both on. I'm a big Republican conservative capitalist who does not like Big Pharma, believes they're not out to do good. Despite my love of capitalism, I believe there's some bad capitalist companies out there, and I'm not a fan of Big Pharma. And I think they've screwed us over with this vaccine, and it's killing people, and they're making trillions of dollars by lying and covering up. So I thought it would be a good topic to have you on. So welcome to the show.
Boy, it's nice that you feel that way also.
Now,
I figured you did too, yeah.
It's clear we wrote this book at the right time, even though we didn't realize it, because there's probably no time in the last 20 years when people have been as angry at Big Pharma as they are now.
Yeah, but don't you two find it odd, because you both, I guess, come from academics, right? Professors and academics.
Right, yeah.
And most academics are liberal. And all the years that I was growing up, I happen to be Jewish. I grew up in New York. And then I went to Hollywood. I was on TV for many years. So I've always been around liberals. And liberals always hated Big Pharma. They were skeptical of Big Pharma. They hated their greed and their profits. They hated vaccines. They thought vaccines caused autism. And all these years later, liberals to switch sides, and every liberal I meet loves the vaccine. They think it's great. They have nothing bad to say about Pfizer or Moderna. And all the conservatives I know hate vaccines and hate Big Pharma. Now, how did that happen? It's very weird, I think.
The world rotates, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I guess
the world rotates, but I think somehow your generality seemed to me a little bit too much. I think there are many liberals, and we include us, who are aware of the underhanded methods being used by Big Pharma. And we have no allegiance to them. You know, we realize.
Especially after 5 years of researching, taking on Big Pharma, I tell you, we are suspicious of everything now.
Right, and I agree. And by the way, I'm a capitalist who's suspicious of everything every capitalist company says. Just because I agree with capitalism doesn't mean every company's nice guys. They can all be killing us or ripping us off. So I've always been, you know, as a New Yorker, very skeptical, very cynical
of
what everybody says.
Right, and two New Yorkers. Where in New York are you from?
I was born on the Bronx borderline, a little town called Mount Vernon, New York.
Oh, yeah, you were on the borderline. I was in the Bronx.
There we
right
go.
Below there.
We go. All right, so listen, let's talk about, you know, your book's called Taking on Big Pharma, Dr. Charles Bennett's Battle. Tell me about Dr. Charlie Bennett, because I guess he has a long history of revealing the dangerous side effects of all these lotions and potions and drugs that they sell us, that they say are so great on TV, but then they tell you, hey, don't worry about it. It might cause cancer. It might make you lose a leg. You might go crazy. You might die. You might blow your brains out. Somehow they don't sound so good to me. I don't know.
I know. I wonder who buys them after listening to those.
Well, a lot of people do. And also, when you open a drug and you take out their information sheet, and it's about six pages long.
Yeah.
So that you can't read it anyway because it's so small, and
right.
It says every single thing that could possibly go wrong, so you don't read it.
And isn't it amazing? Every doctor ignores all that, and they just prescribe it. And nobody cares. You know, I'm a big vitamin guy. I've been a vitamin guy my whole life. And, you know, vitamins kill zero people a year, whereas prescription drugs kill like 150,000 people a year. The doctor wrote the prescription that killed you, and nobody seems to notice there's anything wrong with Big Pharma and the drugs.
Well, we noticed. So what we did was examine the unethical methods used by pharmaceutical companies to discredit and stop medical researchers from warning you and me,
and
the public, about drugs.
And one of the tactics they use is they're very careful to stay on the good side of physicians. They send them letters praising them. They offer them trips. They, you know, there's all kinds of tricks that they use to stay on the good side. I talked to my own physician, a very nice man, and he was unaware of the dangers of what he was actually prescribing for me.
Right. Well, none of them seem to be aware.
We
none
can't
of
know
the
everything.
Doctors.
We're doctors. We just
hey,
have
Terry?
To take the word of the representatives of the industry who come in and talk to us.
Terry, none of the doctors seem to be aware of the dangers of the COVID vaccine, which is more dangerous than I think all the other drugs prescribed in America combined. I mean, all we ever see, all day long, everywhere I go on the internet, I see news of sudden death, sudden death, sudden death. People are dying suddenly, and they all just happen to be vaccinated. They're all having heart attacks or strokes, and nobody, you know, nobody in power seems to be noticing that this is going on, but I know it's a conversation by everyone I know. We're all going, these vaccines are deadly, but nobody in power will admit these vaccines are deadly.
Thank goodness we lived through four. You're scaring us to death.
Well, of course, it's very tricky. I'm not, it's very tricky because you need data. You need data, and the data should be available so that we could, you know, so that we could make a very good estimate of whether and how taking the COVID drug increases your likelihood of dying.
And that's how our great Dr. Charles Bennett steps into the picture. You were asking about him.
Yes.
He has both an MD, of course, and he has a degree in social sciences. So his goal is to help the public understand what's going on in medicine. And he has been working for his entire career on something called adverse reactions. I actually didn't know what that was, thank goodness. But it means bad things that happen to you if you take something or are injected by something.
Right. Like the VAERS list. The VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. Adverse events.
Right.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but, yeah, it's not, you'd think that was the end of the story, but unfortunately it's not. So what Charlie did was work with the pharmacies all along. He was their golden child until he discovered that one of the Amgen drugs had a problem, and
the EPO drug, which was selling $6 billion a year. And Charlie, through something called the Cochrane Collaboration, which had data the greatest set of data in the world. He examined all the information that was out there about EPO and discovered that it increased your chances of dying by 10%.
So that wasn't a percent we wanted to go with.
And he thought he was he was friends with the people from Amgen, and he showed them what he produced, and they said, "You publish this, and we'll destroy you."
No shocker. That's what's happening with vaccines now. I mean, they come out. Yeah. They want to destroy your life if you tell the truth. They wanted to seal the results of their trials for 75 years. The results were not very good if they wanted to seal them for 75 years. Don't go anywhere, guys. Don't go anywhere. We're going to an ad break. We'll bring you back. Talk more on the other side. Professor Julius Gettman and Dr. Terry LeClerc, co-authors of Taking on Big Pharma, Dr. Charles Bennett's Battle. One is a legal expert, Professor Julius Gettman. The other, Dr. Terry LeClerc, a professor for over 30 years, and they know some of the tricks of the trade of Big Pharma, and they're here to tell you about it. We'll be back with more with Professor Julius Gettman and Dr. Terry LeClerc. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. The Root's on fire. You can email me anytime, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, WayneRoot@gmail.com. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this Keeps hair. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys. And so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there to make sure you get the right product for you, make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. Let me mention the big event coming up in Vegas in August. And I know it's only February and you're going, August? But the tickets are going to sell out in a matter of days. 9,300 seats for this big Trump-like rally in Vegas this August. I call it Woodstock for conservatives. 9,300 tickets are going to be sold. It will sell out quickly. You need to reserve your tickets now. General Michael Flynn and Clay Clark present the Reawaken America Tour. And they've done this all over America for 2 years. And they've sold out every single venue. Complete sellout. This is the first one in Vegas. This event's called Reverse Davos. And the event takes place Friday, August 25, Saturday, August 26th at Craig Ranch Regional Park in North Las Vegas. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to buy your tickets now, and you'll get the best price for tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. Remember, three times in 2020 and 2021, I came on the radio and said, let's do a rally, and I really didn't promote it at all. And all three times, 5,000 to 10,000 of my fans showed up just for me. Well, listen to this lineup. Yeah, Wayne Alaroot both nights on the main stage, but also the great Alex Jones, General Michael Flynn, Donald Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Charlie Kirk, Roger Stone, Dr. Peter McCullough, the biggest authority on the dangers of COVID vaccines, comedian Jim Brewer, and the MyPillow chairman, Mike Lindell, all on stage along with 60 other speakers for two incredible nights. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. Use the promo code WAR. All right. We're back with my guests, Professor Julius Gettman and Dr. Terry Leclerc, co-authors of Taking on Big Pharma, Dr. Charles Bennett's Battle. So let's reestablish here. Dr. Bennett did a lot of work. He found a lot of bad things about Big Pharma. And so not unlike what's going on today with it, when anyone crosses Big Pharma, they basically destroyed his life. Is that not correct?
We're not sure who destroyed it, but your listeners can certainly follow the dots on our book, because three different mega industries were after Charlie. And the only logical thing I can think of, Jack is a lawyer and thinks otherwise, the only logical connection I can make is that it began with Amgen.
Oh, I think so, too.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah.
So tell everybody what happened. How did they destroy his life? What did they do?
He gave a speech that maybe shouldn't have given. He wrote it as a paper, showed up in the New York Times, and the drug from Amgen dropped so low that basically they lost.
Yeah, you know, it went from $6 billion a year. This was EPO to basically a couple of million. And then suddenly, Charlie was accused of violating the False Claims Act of misusing, because he had grants. He had government grants of a couple of million dollars, and they accused him of misusing his grant money. So he was accused of violating the False Claims Act by misspending the money he got. And we met him on a cruise. He told us about it, and he sent us the complaint against him that the government had issued. And I read over the thing, and I'm used to reading about complaints, and it was stunning. They had nothing on him, not even in the complaint. Yeah. Like, there was nothing like you'd expect. He took this money, which was given to him for this purpose, and he spent it on this. All that they had on him was that he didn't follow government guidelines in the way he wrote his reports.
Right.
Now, I had had government grants, and never in my time of reporting on what happened with my government grants did I pay the least attention to their guidelines on how to write, which were terrible.
Right.
So,
of course,
probably any decent academic who ever had a grant would have been guilty of violating the False Claims Act under that stupid reading.
Well, of course, that's how I feel about whether you like Donald Trump or hate him, whether you think he's terrible or not. I can't believe they raided Mar-a-Lago over the fact that he had classified documents, in his basement in some boxes. Now you got Joe Biden with the same thing. Now you got Vice President Pence with the same thing. I'm sure you've got Clinton. I know you've got Obama with the same thing. You could get everybody for speeding 66 to 65. You could always get them for that.
What Jack was talking about the False Claims Act, you and I know it as a Whistleblower Act, and it was filed in 2008, okay, and said that Charlie had stolen all this money. In 2010, when the FBI, DOJ joined in with the university there, they found out in 2010 that Charlie had done no wrong. They had actually a confession by one of the administrative aides that she had stolen money from Charlie's federal grant. So they knew in 2010 that he was not guilty of anything other than footnotes. But nevertheless, the university, which is Northwestern University, settled, gave some money to the government saying, gee, we should have paid more attention, but did not settle with Charlie. Charlie wasn't able to settle until 2014. So think of that. They knew who did what to whom from 2010 to 2014,
yes.
And they made him pay $475,000 settlement for an innocent man.
Hey, guys, we're on the run. We're up against the news break. Terrible thing. Dr. Bennett created many enemies, and the next thing you know, forced him his academic position, besieged by lawsuits. Loses his job, victim of a well-funded campaign to discredit him and refute his work. Terrible stuff. I'm glad you guys are clearing his name. Professor Julius Gettman and Dr. Terry Leclerc, their book is Taking on Big Pharma, Dr. Charlie Bennett's Battle. Thank you both very much. God bless. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.